I used to work in a warehouse and worked at a company when I was an executive and had a lot of visibility into our warehouse operations. And I saw from the point where I used to be a warehouse worker and everything was physical, maybe you had some scanners to scan barcodes and find items in your warehouse. I think what we'll see is more of technology, automation, moving goods within the warehouse. Whereas that was all 100% physical when I was in the warehouse myself. When I was an executive, I saw that shift probably to more like 60% physical, 40% automation, where we've got conveyor systems that have scanners built into them that are transporting goods throughout the warehouse without anyone having to touch them, making their way over to shipping and packing. I think you'll see more of that. And even now, as you're seeing, robots is probably the best word I could use. Robots being integrated into warehouse operations to move goods around, pallet jacks that are going to transport goods from one end of the warehouse to the other without the need for people. And it's not only that there's a desire to reduce cost. Go back to my comments on the labor shortage. That's a big deal. It's still hard to find people that want to work in a warehouse or some other form of manual labor. And I don't see that getting easier over the next 10 years. And because of that, that's going to drive a necessity to adopt more of the technology and automation at distribution logistics companies. The other area that probably makes the most sense in terms of the next 10 years, I talked about some of the near-term impacts of ESG and trying to build a program. So think of it as starting something up. And I liken it in some respects to what happened with companies that had to comply with SOX requirements as public companies back in the early 2000s. Similar things going to happen here. You're going to have this run up to get something established. But over the next 10 years, I think you're going to see a lot more clarity and consistency in terms of reporting requirements, methodologies, in how companies are required to report, what's expected from stakeholders and shareholders of the companies that they're either ownership in or impacted by in terms of their ESG reporting. I think you'll see a lot more advancement in that, and we should have that in quite a mature state within the next 10 years or so. I don't think it's going to happen fast. I think you're going to see a slow roll, especially with the SEC guidance just coming out right now and having a ramp-up period that takes us out 3 to 4 years already. You'll see a lot more maturity 10 years from now, but probably not fully mature at that point.